brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got some huge weather modification news coming up here in just a moment. But you noticed, if you just joined us, we were playing a clip of George Soros a year ago in an interview with the Financial Times of London, a video interview, saying that we must give up the dollar as the world reserve currency, which will devastate the average American because we have no industry to speak of compared to what we have. We're so dependent on the dollar as the world reserve currency. Here's an example. We pay $3 a gallon. Europeans are paying $7 on average because they don't have the world reserve currency. Okay, got that figured out. And he went on to say China must own the new world order. They must own it. Well, here's an article out of the Sydney Morning Herald today. China backs Spain to emerge from crisis. China is financing the recovery of Spain. Your tax money is as well to the private banks that are over there. It's not really a recovery. They always bill the latest blood-sucking as a bailout. But China is buying up Spain, economic colonization. The biggest owner of U.S. debt now for 2 years is China. Secondarily, it's their partners, the private banking families, the Federal Reserve's number two. So the communist Chinese with forced abortion, forced infanticide, medical experiments on babies they forcibly abort and keep alive, all admitted, those are the new good guys. Kill a million Iraqis, so what? China's great, let's do business with them. Well, then why not have a police state here? See, once you're not abhorred, once you're not upset, once you're not shocked by dehumanization, because you're modern and cool and sensible, well, nobody's going to be shocked by you having your lunch ate. Your neighbors aren't going to care as you're dragged off into the night. Why not? Jack Bauer does that on TV. It's cool. As long as they lick boots, everything's okay. So China backs Spain to emerge from crisis. China is confident Spain will recover from its economic crisis, and Beijing will buy Spanish public debt despite market fears of an Irish-style bailout, a top Chinese official said Monday. Why are they doing that? Well, what did Soros say? This is so important. What did Soros say a year ago in that Financial Times of London video interview? He said that the beginning of the end of the dollar would be marked by China moving away from the dollar in international commerce. It's a long 10-minute clip. You can go watch the full clip. Now, China 3 years ago started creeping away, buying a basket of other currencies and not buying as much U.S. currency. Now, going back 3 weeks ago, they have begun doing all trade with Russia in their own currency, in the Chinese currency. So that's it. That's the big signifier. That's when gold and silver started shooting up. That's the game plan. So the beginning of the end of the dollar has begun. The globalists may have some curveball in the middle of all this, but their stated policy is global coordinated devaluation, not just of the dollar, but every major currency in concert together until they bankrupt them all and bring in the Bancor SDR global digital currency, and we'll pay our carbon taxes and VAT taxes to these monsters. Now, here's Bloomberg. U.S. yields spreads fall below rest of the world. The last 3 months, the Chinese and the Russians have gotten rid of the U.S. AAA rating for U.S. bonds. But it takes a while for a big elephant to die, or at least it's already dead, but for its body to cool off. But for the first time on record, investors are demanding a smaller premium to own U.S. corporate bonds than global company debt. Bondholders demanded 166 basis points in bids, yields, to hold U.S. investment-grade company debt instead of Treasury. So it's continuing. We've been set up to be butchered. And we probably will be, because the average adult still sucking their thumb only talking about sports.
Call growing all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to our guest here in just a moment. But before I go any further, we've been covering the mass bird and fish die-off and asked the question, is it connected to secret government testing? That'll be my first question for Stefan Molyneux here in just a moment before we get into other issues with him. But Tim Frugier, the back office shipping department manager, ran back in here, and he said, have you seen the Mail Online, the Daily Mail newspaper? And I said, no. Well, I'm going to show it to you right now. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? And then the next graphic says ionizers produce charged particles into the desert air. Negatively charged ions rise with the hot air and attract dust. Moisture condenses around the charged dust. Eventually, this turns to cloud, which produces rain. Now, that's terraforming. Terraforming is a planet that's unlivable, technically, geoengineering. Now, there was a Nobel Prize winner, in 92, with the patents for chemicals to be added to jet fuel to create a cloud system over the Earth that would actually heat the Earth. I read to you Secretary of Defense Cohen in Army Times talking about tectonic weapons they've developed. It came out, last year? In fact, search the term. Israelis testing underground nukes to create earthquakes. That was in the Israeli newspapers. There's all sorts of craziness going on. But then we talk about it, and we're nuts. You talk to the average yuppie, And they just say this doesn't exist. I mean, if you told them a Model T car exists, if the government didn't give them the okay to talk about it existing, they'd say you were nuts. Scientists again have created 50 rainstorms in Abu Dhabi's Al Ain region just last year alone. And that's what they're admitting they're doing. So governments, I mean, they have a treaty back in 77 from the UN about this, banning it. Why would they need a treaty if it didn't exist? I've had the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, on the show, meteorologist. It's all there. And in our eugenics film, only one chapter. And it'll have more chemtrail info than anyone's ever put out. It's got all the patents, how they do it, how they operate. It's all compartmentalized. The average airline doesn't even know. It's added to the jet fuel manufacturers. And that's why 20 years ago, jets didn't leave trails that lasted more than a minute or two. Now they last for hours and hours and create that haze. I watched it yesterday. This is mass terraforming, creating bizarre weather. Then they offer their solution. Total government control. They want to be God. That's what eugenics is all about. But here it is. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? And then they just go on and admit the whole thing. And when you look at these towers, this is what the Atlantic Richfield, 1960s Harp patents state, is that it was weather control by ionizing the atmosphere. And if you go out to Alaska and other HARP facilities, they've got one near Austin, and you look at these, they always claim they're Doppler radar or they're you know, just testing the atmosphere. No, these are weather control systems. This is exactly what has been built all over the world with your money. And, of course, we have a nice photo of the Queen of England hanging out with the Sheikh in the United Arab Emirates. They're enjoying their weather control there, just completely disgusting. All part of playing God and controlling our atmosphere. Very interesting information. So this is all going on. So if we have a government that admittedly thousands of times has run tests, in some cases thousands of times per test, so we're in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands overall, nerve-gassing troops, radiating foster children to death, and every major government does it. What is that all really about? Setting the precedent that the control freaks are God, that we're animals, creating cadres that will follow orders to kill upon order? What is it really all about? And joining us a little bit in the next hour, we're getting him on a bit late via video link, is Stefan Molyneux, a Canadian philosopher, blogger, essayist, author, and host of Free Domain Radio series of podcasts. Very articulate gentleman. Some great videos have been made with his work. He's written numerous articles, been published on libertarian websites as lewrockwell.com, Anti-War, and we really appreciate him joining us. He's a multi-time author. He has written on truth, the tyranny of illusions, universally preferable behavior. It just goes on. We'll talk about it all with him. His website is freedomainradio.com, and we've got him linked up on infowars.com. But, Stefan, what is the nature of the control freak, and why do they always, like a tropism, like a spider spins a certain type of web, a plant turns towards the sun, why do governments always wear black uniforms and in the end start mass murdering and burning everything while running around naked declaring themselves God? We now see TSA Weekly literally going crazy, declaring God, stripping down naked. What is that tropism, and how do we deal with it, and why is there sacrament murdering children?
Well, power is an addiction, and power can't be understood outside the context of psychological addictions. And psychological addictions always escalate. Like if you've ever known someone with a drug problem or a drinking problem, they always escalate until there's a catastrophe. And then, and sometimes only then, there is the possibility that people will wake up and say, you know, wait, if you're a heavy drinker and you find yourself lying in a ditch in Vegas with, I don't know, a dead hooker or something like that, then part of you is going to say, maybe, just maybe, I should look into my drinking as a problem. We're very close to that cliff edge, in my opinion, right now. As you say, the fiat currency is going down. WikiLeaks is about to expose the fact that Bank of America is probably extremely corrupt and has no particular ownership of the homes that they're foreclosing on, which is going to cause a massive run on U.S. debt. And so we're right close to sort of waking up in the ditch in Vegas and saying to ourselves, what are we doing by putting these nut jobs with guns at the center of organizing society? And how could we expect the initiation of force in the solution of social problems to come up with anything other than all of these series of catastrophes and disasters for the common man?
Very well said. I want one of your many research points is that nations are just, and I agree with you, are basically nothing more than farms, different systems of farming, and how the more open farms always create incredible inventions and wealth, but then that allows the parasites to grow, and it's a cycle. Break that down briefly, and then let's get into the WikiLeaks information. I was told by John Young, big WikiLeaks insider, who I want to get back on this week, Jaron, forgot to tell you that, that it would be Bank of America and other big banks. Now the mainstream media is saying that's indeed what's about to happen. Give us your view on what that's going to trigger. But first, you know, that amazing breakdown you do, and it's complex but at the same time simple, explaining how society really operates.
Sure. If you think about floating above a map of the world, then you see, of course, countries with borders and different colors. And my perspective is that, and it's a very strong case to be made for this, that what you're looking at is a series of tax farms where human beings are encouraged to breed. And then when they breed, for the most part, their children are taken into the care of the state. In other words, to break the parent-child bond, most people are forced, because of high taxation, to go. Two parents are forced to go to work in the marketplace, which means that state-run or state-licensed daycares take over the children, which is something that the church in its wildest dreams could never have imagined. And then these children are brought up with adherence to the state as parent, and then they're told that the state is there to help them and there to take care of them and there to organize things, and they're made afraid of freedom. In other words, if you can convince your livestock that out there beyond the field is nothing but predators and danger, then you don't actually even need to build a fence, because they'll all just stay in the invisible electronic fence of propaganda. And so people grow up, and one of the amazing things that has happened in the democratic or crony capitalist model, which is what the U.S. and most of Western Europe is currently running under, and my home tax farm of Canada, is that they realized that if you don't force someone into an occupation, which was the feudal and the Roman model, if you allow someone to choose his own occupation, he's going to feel a lot more free, and he's going to be a lot more productive, because he's going to have enthusiasm. You can't make slaves enthusiastic. You can't make serfs enthusiastic. But people who become lawyers and doctors and accountants and podcasters have an enthusiasm because they believe that they're in control of their own lives. But of course, unless you control the currency, unless the citizens control the currency, there's no freedom, either economic or political whatsoever. So because we are allowed to choose our own occupations, we're that much more productive. We create that much more wealth, which is a story since the Industrial Revolution. However, that wealth is then further taxed and further taxed to create a massive and bloated slug-like leech of a ruling class that hangs off the economic jugular of the citizenry until, like a cancer, it grows to the point where it overwhelms the host. And that's what, of course, is happening with the government. But
and that's the crossroads that we've now entered. Will we kick the giant, parasitic, vampiric slug dripping with pus off of us? Or this slug has mind control beams through the television. Its eyes blink, you know, teaching you to love it and see it as a beautiful blonde. But, I mean, can we break the conditioning and see that it's a, you know, vomit-reeking slug? And will we pull it off of us and then, you know, crawl away and, you know, get some sustenance and survive? Or will we succumb to the slug and let it fully suck us dry with its scrofulous mouth?
First of all, I'd like to thank you, Alex, for really getting behind my metaphor and giving it a good push. I think that really propelled it to a new height. We absolutely can, because we have mind-freeing rays called internet data packets, which people can get information that previously was completely unavailable. So we can, but there's no certainty that we will. That depends upon the actions and commitment and intensity of individuals. And this is the kind of problem that does not appear to happen in a catastrophic way until it's almost too late. So getting people to wake up to the rumblings at the top of the mountain saying there's going to be an avalanche, there's going to be an avalanche, and people are like, no, it's just snowing a little, you know, it snows sometimes. That's the challenge that we have to do, to remind people that we're not crazy for saying, wake up and act.
Absolutely. Stefan Molyneux is our guest. We're going to come right back with him and get his view on these big WikiLeaks announcements, the next salvos to come out reportedly on Bank of America. Stay with us, GCNLive.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the HomeGain150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLive. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
You've got it.
You know, I don't know who to believe about the whole WikiLeaks thing, but I know this. It's a case point. It's a test case. if they are allowed to arrest or imprison or even execute, as Bill O'Reilly and Huckabee and others have called for, then there's no free press in this world. And I've seen Sarah Palin say that he's un-American and that he should be extradited here. Well, he's not an American. So, I mean, it really shows that Sarah Palin, whatever you think of her, is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. It's when she talked about our ally, North Korea. I mean, she's not fit to be dog catcher just with her knowledge of the world. But that's a distraction overall. The point I was trying to get to here is that a lot of people I respect, like Wayne Madsen and others and John Young of Cryptome, who registered with the WikiLeaks domain, have said it's full of intelligence agency operatives. And that I remember hearing a year ago that next it would be going after banks, specifically enemies of George Soros and others. And now we see that coming out. But overall, it's very positive to have an open, free society. And I just see WikiLeaks being used as an electronic Pearl Harbor. And I predicted that. And now they want to come in with total draconian control in the name of restricting the web because of WikiLeaks. So I think at certain levels, this is being manipulated. Stefan, please continue.
Well, I think that the WikiLeaks is interesting because the revelations about the war in Afghanistan did not meet with much outrage from media pundits. The revelations about the spying on UN members and other nasty things that were going on in American intelligence community was not met with much outrage. Now the outrage is really boiling over because this is going to cut to the financial jugular of the fiat currency system, because what happened, of course, as you know, is that people took out mortgages with the banks. The banks packaged them up and basically took a cup of liquid, blue liquid, and put it into the ocean. In other words, they sliced and diced all of these mortgages and sold them in bits and pieces all over the world. And now that the mortgages are failing, people are saying, okay, who owns my house? Like, if you want to take my house back, you have to prove to me that you own it. But this has all been turned into confetti. All these deeds of ownership have been turned into confetti and blown into the four winds. And there's nothing there that anybody owns in particular. And if Bank of America knew this and foreclosed anyway, then they're going to be liable to significant criminal proceedings. That's going to go out to other banks in the U.S. system and overseas, which is going to be a hammer blow to the tottering fiat currency system around the world. And I think that's what people are becoming so hysterical about. That's why people are calling for the assassination of this guy who did nothing. He actually released all of his information through mainstream media. But of course, they're not courageous enough to go after the mainstream media because they need the mainstream media to lull the sheep with shiny objects of nonsense and inconsequentiality. So I think it's really important to understand that there's a lot more at stake for the ruling class with the Bank of America potential scandal than there ever was with the revelations about dishonesty in war and diplomacy.
Well, there's something more here. And I want to get your take on this, Stefan, that this too big to fail has been their plan since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. These private banking families have used similar systems in Europe, in the Third World, over and over again by connecting everybody's pension funds and investments to this toxic stew of derivatives that have been mixed in with all the real investments. They can now always hold people hostage to give us unlimited trillions, bail us out, give us more power, or we'll bring the whole system down. But if you look at the mathematical breakdown, it's a foregone conclusion that nothing can fix this. All we can do is go ahead and take the hit and then arrest these criminals.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. The system can't be recovered. I think it's important to understand as well that the war chest of money was at its very highest peak because, of course, all the Social Security money has been collected and largely spent. But this is right before the biggest payout of government to citizen in history, which is the retirement of the baby boomers. So the amount of money that the government owes is right at its peak. And right before all of this money needs to start being paid out in health care and in old age pensions to people, the system itself gets completely pillaged. And I don't
exactly
think
right at the time, right, yeah, at the time that the baby boomers start to retire. Oh, they've been investing all these years. Guess what? It's been stolen. So baby boomers, you better submit to total big government and all these new taxes on the young people and join us in the too big to fail, or you'll never get your money. But we know from the Third World experiences, Argentina, the list goes on and on. Brazil, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Eastern Europe, Weimar Republic, Germany, that once the yuppies buy in to the immorality of robbing everybody below them, then they're going to have it all taken from them as well. Stay there. I want you to continue on that key point, amazing point that Stefan just made. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're going back to Stefan Molyneux to cover a host of issues and where he sees the human awakening going, how he sees the collision between the criminal cadres and free humanity in the future. We're going back to him here in just a moment. Don't forget, we're doing some key search terms today. We want to make these search terms number one so we can reach a lot of people out there. And if you go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can get this story. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? And then when you read through the article, you learn it is government or this criminal organization known as government that is the number one suspect in the mass bird die-off in Arkansas. And when people read the article, they won't just learn about the birds. They'll learn about all of the or many of the admissions of the government actually murdering innocent people in cold blood just to see if they could get away with it. They are exempt from the laws that they erect to ensnare us. So we're doing the search term, bird government testing. That's one search term. Put those three words into Google. And then the second search term is end game. Two words, end game. Dealing with my film that's free at YouTube, that's over 2 hours long, very well done, that covers the entire globalist depopulation program. Because knowing their operation is half the battle, as G.I. Joe would say. Also, yes, all of my films are available for free online. We promote that. We push that. Because the general public is still in a myopic morass of literal dream state. But those of you who support what we do, you make it possible. And you get the films first, and you get them in higher quality, and there's a better download function, and you get the live video stream and the higher quality audio podcast. And I ask PrisonPlanet.tv members, who pay 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, to support us by getting a membership. But every year in December and a little bit into January, we've got a deal where you can get 5 months free when you sign up. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free is what it comes out to. And we're not the government coming with a gun and pointing it right at your head and saying, give me this money or I'm going to blow your head off. But then notice that the government then lies and tries to demonize the liberty movement whenever we try to fund ourselves. As if it's wrong for me to even put films out for free, but then say, if you want it in the highest quality and to support us, buy the DVDs, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the materials at Infowars.com, which also further spread the word. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we need the capital to fund our operation, to continue growing and engaging the globalists. And who can deny we're at the tip of the spear thanks to your support and the information we cover and my great crew and the Genesis Network and all of our affiliates. But I want to make it very plain again. Now is the time to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Now is the time to get multiple memberships and give them to friends and family. You just create multiple memberships with username and passcodes and then give them the username and passcode in a email as a card. And then you give them the gift of reality, the gift of awakening, the gift of understanding. All I'm trying to get people to do is to simply question things and to study history. And if you do that, you'll realize we're not in Kansas anymore, and this cycle of corruption is coming to a head in a very violent way. But thanks to your support, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people just in the last few years have seen our films for free on different online video platforms, the file sharing, the YouTube, the Google. And it's an exponential growth curve to the point of I got Nightline down here interviewing me, Rolling Stone for a cover story. I mean, MSNBC. And yeah, most of them are hit pieces, but they're having to respond because we've developed a giant monster audience that is active. And the system is now understanding that ignoring us hasn't worked for them. It's backfired. So they're now having to engage us. We've got the big guns trained on us. What did Gandhi say? First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they attack you. Then you win. So now is the time to spread the word about Infowars.com, what we do more than ever. And other great activists out there, of course, like our guest who joins us, Stefan Molyneux of FreeDomainRadio.com. Okay, Stefan, you got cut off by the break and my gibbering. I was getting into the fact of, because I was bringing another element, about how right as in Europe and the United States and England and Canada, right as people have been paying into these Social Security Ponzi schemes, right as we're supposed to get our pension funds that we've invested in these private systems, it's all gone in derivatives, and then we get the internal Goldman Sachs emails. They knew all about it. We know it was premeditated. And so they're holding the yuppies hostage, saying, if you want your goodies, you better go along with total government and really raping younger people. Now, will they buy into that? Stefan, how do you see all this coming together?
Well, look, I mean, there is a very strong problem, a huge problem that governments around the world are facing at the moment, which is that they have no money to pay off the Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid bills that are due. And like anybody who's caught with their pants down, who's not a very good person, the first thing that governments are trying to do is to create a scapegoat as to why the money isn't there. And they're going to have a lot of explaining to do, as Ricky Ricardo used to say. They're going to have a lot of explaining to do to the population who have no other options. They've been taxed so heavily Their savings have been pillaged. Their houses have been devalued. They have nothing, or a lot of people have almost nothing to retire on. I mean, the majority of Americans are literally living pennies to pennies, paycheck to paycheck. They have nothing to retire on. So governments have no money to pay them. And so what are they going to do? Well, they create a crisis, they pillage what's left, and then they can blame the banks, and they can blame capitalism, they can blame freedom, and then they can move in and say, well, you know, we tried giving your retirement money to the stock market, but the stock market pillaged it all, so now we're going to have to take over even more. It really is up to people who've got the economic knowledge and intelligence and hopefully communications abilities to remind people that the problem is not the handshake. The problem is always the gun. The gun in the room is what is always causing the problem. The fact that the government has the monopoly on violence is what is causing all these problems. The stock market is a completely bizarre and mutated entity relative to its original
purpose. It's totally rigged, and I want you to get into that and the whole system of government being a gang with a flag and a propaganda corps. But going back, because I want you to quantify this, and I want to quantify my position, yes, they are using what's happened with the banks as a way to demonize capitalism, but that's free market, free will, moral capitalism, not the crony, fascist, insider capitalism. The predatory capitalism isn't capitalism at all. It's big mega corporations using government to consolidate power. So it's the mega elite on record preparing to scapegoat the middle class, smaller banks, and the free market for what they've done.
Well, that's exactly right. If you think of a neighborhood where there's a big mafia, the mafia goes and takes all of this money by threatening shopkeepers and honest workers. The mafia goes and takes all of this money, and then the mafia spends all this money on different things, catering and parties and sedans or whatever. And so a lot of businesses become dependent upon the mafia's spending habits, and they then, in a sense, work to legitimize the mafia because that's who they've become dependent on for their income. And so what's going to happen is people really only see the businesses. They don't see the government at the root of it. And so the businesses become a convenient scapegoat, though I would not say that all businesses are entirely innocent of collusion with the state. But yeah, it's really important to remember that the money that is collected and printed and manufactured and borrowed by government flows out into the economy, and it creates a lot of, like sharks have those little striped fish that hang around and pick up the bits of fish that they chew. There's a lot of fascistic corporations hanging off the government's
yes,
money.
Yes, government goes. Empowers those fascistic corporations. That's why they're always lobbying to expand it. And out of 100 largest economies, almost half of them are not countries. They're now private corporations. So that's my issue with pure anarchists sometimes, is they see a company as a company when they really operate as a government, and then they create artificial clones of real moves to liberty. They create privatization, but it isn't really privatization. It is a private group now becoming quasi-government.
Well, look, corporations are state entities. It's really important to remember corporations were created in the 19th century to give executives to exclude them from liability for what their company did. And in return for this exclusion of liability, the corporate executives agree to pay taxes, right? So it's a bribe to the government in the form of corporate taxes in return for the exclusion from liability for whatever their companies do. And that's really the fundamentals. There's no such thing as a corporation as we currently understand it now. There would be never any such thing without the government. It is a state-created predatory monster. But it's really, really important to remember that these things would have no power without the violence of the state driving all of this money and all of this power. We have to, in a sense, look past the corruptions of the corporations, which is a mere effect of state power, and look at the root of evil, which is the gun held to the neck of the average citizen to pay taxes, to be a tax livestock, and to be obedient, to send their kids to school, to submit to authority. It's the gun, not the effects of the gun, that we need to focus on.
Well, I agree with you that if you go back 235 years ago when this country got founded, there were no corporations. And then about 160 years ago, in a few limited cases, government would want to build a bridge or a railroad, and robber barons, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, the usual suspects, on record came and said, give us a corporation then for liability protection, and it would only be for the life of the construction project. Now here we are, with corporations that have immunity, that have rights, that never go away.
Well, yeah, and look, executives get to take the profits out of a corporation, but they don't have to pay losses back into the corporation. It's a one-way money tunnel. And that, of course, is a pretty sweet deal. It's the private equivalent of the Federal Reserve in that you can make money and you get to keep the winnings. But if you lose money, the employees and the taxpayers, the employees and the stockholders are the ones who get shafted. So, again, it's really easy to look at corporations because they're more visible and they're what we actually deal with. And corporations, you can also have some small effect on them through boycotts, which you can't have through government. But to me, the problems with corporatism are a distraction from the real cause of it. I think if you think of a sort of stream coming down a river, if somebody's pouring bucket after bucket of pollutant or blood in the top of the stream, then there's going to be all these problems downstream. And we're always distracted by looking at the problems downstream and saying, well, how are we going to clean this? How are we going to fix this? How are we going to make this whole again? But what we have to do is go to the source where somebody's pouring all this pollutant, and that is the state. The corporate problems are an effect of the monopoly of power and currency and counterfeiting that the state holds. And it's really important not to be distracted by the effects of power and continue to drill down to the actual source of all of this, which is the monopoly of force that the government has.
Well, I tend to agree with you. You know, I'd like to give you the floor in the last 20 minutes or so that we've got left, Stefan. I mean, I've got some other questions to get your perspective on this. I mean, how do you see this ending? Where do you see this going? Clearly in history, governments filled with the type of miscreants who can only be successful within that artificial system go on a power-mad drinking binge, as you described it, literally drinking blood, in one way or the other, sucking off their fellow humans. They always create a stagnation where the average person just stops producing as their ultimate form of protest towards government. I mean, where do you see this ending? I mean, clearly government is entering the depths of insanity right now.
Well, it's only insanity if you're looking for sustainable income for society as a whole. The people who are currently pillaging the treasury are getting millions and billions and sometimes even trillions of dollars, which they can then live on for 10 generations. So it's only insane for society as a whole. It's entirely sane and rational, or evil, but rational in terms of self-interest for the people who are currently controlling the money system and the government. So the way it's going to go, in my opinion, Alex, is that I mean, it's either going to get better or it's going to get worse, for sure. And it's not going to get better for everyone, and it's not going to get worse for everyone. So it's a complex question. Again, I want to reiterate to your point about, you know, people, you know, buying subscriptions and so on. It is really important that we support people either directly or indirectly, or become one of those people who are out there talking the truth to power. I think it's really important. So it is up to the actions of individuals. That is exactly, there's no inevitability in history as there is no inevitability in anyone's personal life. It is entirely based upon the choices you make and the commitments that you have. That having been said, I think that what's going to happen is pretty predictable, which is that the dependent classes are going to get the short end of the stick, to say the least, right? So the people who are retiring, the people who are dependent on welfare, the people who are dependent upon the government largesse, just as at the end of the Roman Empire, they get truly shafted. And what happens is the government, Obama and people are going to get on the TV and they're going to say, well, you know, this is a terrible situation. The bankers stole all the money. We as the government, we're just so helpless to do anything about it. And so what we have to do together is we have to get on a war footing with scarcity. So we have to, you know, all buckle down. We all have to share the pain. We're going to have to share accommodations. We're going to have to eat cat food. We're going to have to, you know, not have as much food for our pets. We're going to have to eye our goldfish with tartar sauce. We're going to have to do all of this pulling together. And this artificial war and togetherness is going to create it. It's going to be created because of all the scarcity that is coming down the pipe for the people who are dependent upon state power.
I totally agree with you, by the way, and we see how this is premeditated because they've been preparing the green austerity and the rationing and training the younger people that it's really sexy, and so they're getting everyone prepared that it's cool to have austerity. I mean, if you go to Whole Foods, literally every time I'm in there, every few months, half the magazines are how cool austerity is and how cool it is to lose your house and how bad it is to have money.
Yeah,
so they will also then be sicked on anybody who's been able to not be completely destroyed by this system.
Yeah, the fat will always teach the hungry that starvation is a virtue. That's how they sort of maintain themselves. And some people will fall for this and say, well, you know, we're now in a war against scarcity and we've all got to pull together. But some people will simply run out of patience and there will be the inevitable riots and there will be the inevitable blockades. I mean, up here in Canada, when they tried to reduce some of the farmers' payouts, you know, these subsidies for farming, which are so destructive to the world economy as a whole, and particularly to third world farmers who can't compete with free food dumped on their lands, they tried to cut the subsidies to the farmers. The farmers all took their tractors and drove at 3 miles an hour up and down the highways, you know, basically killing the entire economy. So there is going to be an escalation of resistance over time. There is going to be an escalation of violence. That it's too late to prevent that, in my opinion. But what we can do is basically once the gun comes out of the holster, it's going to be a lot more evident to people when we've been saying for years and years and decades, when we've been saying there's a gun in the room that you don't see. It's not a social contract. It's livestock. You are expendable. You are owned. You are harvested like a crop. It sounds nutty when people see Obama giving handshakes and being charismatic and presentable and wearing a suit and not fatigues. But when the guns come out, as they're going to come out when the dependent classes rise up against this scarcity, when the gun comes out, not only will people see the gun in the room that we've always been talking about, but the fact that we've always been talking about it and now it comes gives us a kind of credibility that can really help.
And by the way, they're already training us that when the gun comes out, it's for Al-Qaeda. But then when we get the internal documents, it's all about us. This whole grid is for all of us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Into very serious times. but I'm kind of looking forward to it. This slow rotting, this marination in this false reality that only big government can create has made us weak. And we don't really learn about our metal until we get tested. The Drudge Report is top-linked in red to our story. I was just over visiting drudgereport.com and looking at these stories about hundreds of youth running around rioting inside of a mall and gunshots outside, and now the news is and the police are saying it may have been organized on the internet. Oh, so the government needs to censor the web now. How about using social media for flash mobs for liberty and freedom, not for lawlessness? But I was over there looking at those stories that I was going to cover next hour after our guest leaves us. And, you know, dead fish cover 20 miles of Arkansas River. Thousands of birds fall from sky. Connected to government testing, question mark. And my only issue, as I said earlier, if government's always been doing this over and over again, why isn't government being looked at? Going back to that question from earlier, Stefan, because I really want your insightful view on this. Why does anyone trust or like government when government is the author of almost all major crimes, the only author of giant mass murder in the hundreds of thousands and millions, when every major government is constantly caught testing deadly chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals on populations? A, why does the public through, I guess, some kind of what's the psychological disorder where people love their abusers?
Stockholm syndrome.
Is it Stockholm syndrome? Stockholm by proxy? There's that question as I'm ranting here. But then also, why does government again spin this same type of web every time?
Well, I think that's it really is the essential question, because the fundamentals of what we're talking about in the freedom movement are so simple. It's so simple. It is like saying stealing is bad, violence is bad, except in self-defense. This is kindergarten morality, right? Don't hit, don't steal, don't punch, and keep your word. Everything we're talking about is so simple. It's not like we're trying to convince pygmies of Einstein's theory of relativity. We're talking about very, very simple things here. And the question I've always struggled with, Alice, is why is it so hard for people to understand these basic things? And I think there's a couple of answers I'll just touch on briefly here. I don't claim to have a monopoly on the answers, but the first is, of course, the Stockholm syndrome, that the government raises most people. They spend more time with the government than they do with their parents, than they do with their community. And so what happens is they end up loving the government, so to speak. They end up attached to this authority figure that they imprinted upon. It's like you see those ducks in nature shows that imprint upon an orange balloon, and then they just follow that balloon around. It's just an imprinting.
Instead, they've imprinted on the blood-drinking slug.
Well, sure, except they don't. They see it as a guardian angel or whatever, right? So I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing is that people don't like to try to reduce power, because then they'll find out that they can't. Right, so even Sam Harris, who seems a scientist and a rationalist, is talking for, you know, increased government power in the economy and a world government and so on. And why are they doing that? Because people like to feel like they're having an effect on changing things. And every time you go to the government and say, I think you should have more power, the government says, I'm with you, man. I'm with you, brother, 150%. That's a great idea. And then things change. You want to pass another law. You want to raise a new tax. You want to punish someone else. That all works. So people like getting behind that tank rolling down the hill and pushing it, because they feel like they're having some effect. You try and reduce the power of government, you'll realize just how little power you really have in your society.
Very well said. And the social engineers are masters at steering that foaming-at-the-mouth mob that the Founding Fathers warned us about so much. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with our guest. Stay with us.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.